it doesn't just grow. You see, the 30, 60, and 100, it's not that you want to be a 30-fold. It's not that you want to even be a 60-fold. God wants you to be a 100-fold. But this is the progress to that goal, 30, 60, and 100. It don't mean there's a bunch of people stuck in 30 and another bunch stuck in 60, but nobody ever gets to 100 except a few very exceptional people like me. No, every child of God,
amen,
is called to be fully matured, that the man or woman of God might be fully furnished, yes, in every good work.
Amen.
And if the seed gets in a good ground heart, it bringeth forth fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. That's the progression. First, the blade, then the stalk, and then the ear full of fruit.
Yeah.
That's the progression, 30, 60. It's all growing toward 100. It's not starting and staying at 30. I mean, there's some people have barely any, you know, 0.05 fruit. But they're in church every Sunday, and they carry a Bible around with them.
Come on, brother.
And they listen to Christian songs, about with some of them with the word in it. But they're 0.05 when it comes to fruit. And after 20, 30, 40 years in church, if you meet them, they're the same. It's good that they haven't lost any ground, but they haven't gained any ground.
Amen.
Amen. God wants 100-fold.
Amen.
No, and so if you go up online, it's on Sunday morning live, we're answering the question not just for you, but for you and for all of God's children. Why waste time?
Amen.
Why waste precious time and never grow?
That's right.
In the Lord. Amen.
That's right, brother.
Why I just go to church and then I endure the preaching and get out and go about my business week after week, the same routine, same rut that I'm in.
Come on, brother.
If the word gets in good ground, you won't be in a rut any longer.
Come on, preach it. Amen.
And you won't just go to church out of routine.
That's right.
You get a hungry heart. You get a heart to hear and to heed the word of God.
Yes.
It'll get in good ground. It will bring forth fruit.
Amen.
And if it finds good ground, here's what happens. The word out of the old covenant, the word that goes forth out of my mouth, it's going to be like, how many know we need some rain here in Florida?
Yeah.
I had a tree that was about that. It's one of those little miniature looking pine type trees, some kind of pine. It gets real full, grows real tall, grows real fast. And it was in a kind of a dish type thing. I think it was her mother's, Pamela's mother, so sentimental value, something we'd given her on a birthday or something. We planted it in the front yard, just see what happens. It's not going to grow unless it gets out of that little dish that it's in and gets in some soil where the roots can go down and the tree can go up.
Yeah.
Well, it grew up. I mean, it grew up and up and up and out and up, became a shade and became a beautiful thing. But the drought has just turned it all brown. But the fact that that little tree grew, I guess, 15 foot above my roof, and it grew quickly because the roots got down. And here I am. It's not just because you came today, but you asked the question, but it's in all of our hearts. Why are we in church all this time? Why do we have Bibles? Why do we go to Bible studies? Why are we exposed to the Word of God? And we're not bearing 100-fold fruit in our life. What is the problem? Is it the seed is bad? Jesus said a sower went forth to sowing seed. Some seed. Here I go. Mark, what is it, Mark's gospel? Where's Jimmy? Jimmy, call him right up right now. Get on his computer. Amen. In Mark's gospel, in Matthew's gospel, same story. Just a little different perspective, same story. Seed and ground and a sower. A sower goes forth to sow seed, Jesus said. Some of it fell on the highway, literally on the byway, footpath in one scripture it is interpreted. People cutting across a field to get to somewhere. Enough people cut across that field, if they don't plow that footpath that's been trampled down, it becomes hard. And the seed doesn't get planted. It just lays on top of the soil.
Right.
And guess what? Well, it's not even soil. Now it's packed down. And the birds of the air see all that seed. And the birds of the air come and they eat it immediately. It never gets in the ground. It never bears any fruit. The Bible said, and they said, Lord, what does this mean? Tell us what this parable means. He said, the world can't receive what I'm about to tell you. I have to talk to them in word stories. But he said, when anyone heareth the word of God and understandeth it not. Now, this is not about aptitude. This is not about intellect.
Come on.
This is not about your IQ. This is not about, I just can't fathom. No, this is about a heart condition, not a head condition.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
It's about a hardened heart, a stubborn heart. And the first unfruitful heart is identified as a hardened heart, a sin-hardened heart. No one who hears the gospel of Christ by the word of God, how shall they believe upon him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall he go except he be sent? So when we're talking word here, we're talking about in the context Jesus is addressing, that first group of people, these are people who have never responded to the gospel. There are people going to church. Sometimes somebody's dragging somebody to church. They don't want to be there, but their wife says, you promised to go to church with me. Okay, I'll go. Well, there's going to be, I don't care what the man preaches, how long he preaches, how good he preaches, what he teaches. Not going to get a thing out of it. No fruit.
Come on.
And the first fruit God is looking for is fruit unto salvation.
Yeah,
amen. To respond to the call of salvation. In the context that Jesus is talking about, that first group of people, our webmaster put it up online. He did it very well. The fleshly mind can't receive anything
Amen.
From the Spirit of God.
That's right.
The carnal mind can't receive anything. Neither can it. The law of the Lord is so foreign to them. They have no desire to serve Him, no value of Him. They get nothing out of the Word of God. That's why they look at their watch when the preacher goes, a gnat's eyebrow of 12. When he gets to a gnat's eyebrow of 12, they start looking. Mickey's big hand now is here, and his other hand is there. If you have a Mickey Mouse watch, and you're in a Mickey Mouse church, and you go there to play instead of pray, you're not going to get anything out of it. They better have a lot of programs.
Come on, brother.
Because the word isn't the priority.
Come on.
And yet, the scripture said man doesn't live by bread alone.
Come on.
But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The scriptures teach heaven and earth will pass away. But my word will abide forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
There's life.
Yes.
Jesus is the Word made flesh. In the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, who is that? That's Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. Glory to God. That's a double. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how valuable and potentially powerful God's word is to us. But the sin-hardened heart initially rejects it. And thank God for the hound of heaven, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. That keeps on drawing us to Jesus. So that hardened heart, that and say stubborn.
Stubborn.
You know what the Bible says? And let me tell you something before I try to distinguish who's stubborn, who isn't here. In your flesh, uncrucified.
Come on, brother.
Has a stubborn streak in it.
In all of us. Come on.
It can talk the lordship of Jesus all day long.
Oh, yeah.
But bowing.
Come on.
A lot of people just want to build their faith. You don't start your prayer of faith life with believing.
No.
You start with bowing.
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes, amen.
And in that bowed position, humbling yourself before him, bowing reverently to him, acquiescing to him, thy kingdom come.
Amen.
Now, somebody that wants God to give them something and they want to know how to get enough faith to believe him for it, they haven't bowed. They're just going to believe for it. I'm believing God for this. Have you bowed? Maybe he don't want you to have this. Maybe he wants to give you that.
Amen.
Yeah, but I want this. I don't want that. I want this. Well, go to their churches that will tell you what you say is what you get.
Yeah.
Where's his kingdom?
Come on,
where's his lordship?
Yeah.
Where's what the Lord wants? What a bunch of spoiled, bratty kids come out of that church.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Spoiled, rotten.
Amen.
They want faith to get God to give them what they want instead of what he wills.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Venable, what if he wills that I go through a trial? Then he wants you to grow up.
Amen.
Going to Nineveh.
Listen, he don't even have to will it. He wants to prepare you for it. He may allow it so that you'll grow up.
Amen.
We're not only called to believe on him, but to
suffer.
Come with
on.
Him.
Yeah.
Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. And everybody, doesn't everybody? Yeah, power.
Amen.
But how do you get to that place? I want to also know him in the fellowship of his suffering.
Come on.
You may conform.
Amen. Wow. Did he get to know Jesus in the fellowship of Christ's sufferings?
Amen.
Yeah.
Did he suffer in the flesh? Absolutely. He went through all of this, but he had such joy and such maturity. Trials didn't stop him.
Right.
They matured him. He got understanding of grace that very few people ever get that kind of understanding.
Come on, brother.
He said, you know, the things that I once complained to God about, why don't you remove this, take that out of the way, let there be smooth sailing and no storms. He said, I've learned to take pleasure in persecutions and in trials and tests and tribulations. Pleasure? You get pleasure out of the whipping post? You get pleasure out of being stoned and left for dead? No, the flesh was getting hurt. There was pain. But there was a sufficient grace.
Yes, amen.
You say, Brother Little, I can't imagine that. Well, he hadn't brought you to that place yet.
Come on.
But there's a place where people are dying for him today.
Yes, amen.
Come on, brother.
Yes, amen.
And they have a sufficient grace.
Come on.
For what they are experiencing.
Amen.
Because he grants it to them.
Hallelujah.
You've been through the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. You know, all the powers in your tongue and your will. You say it and it's going to manifest. Because you said it in faith. I had a guy who believed. He came to our church and he had no joy. No joy. He'd been to one of these meetings where you blab it and grab it. He blabbed it, tried to grab it and couldn't get it. So he thought God had failed him. The first thing you do is not check the doctrine out or check yourself out or go and read the Bible without some other influences. You just blame God. I believed it didn't happen. And he told everybody, I'm getting me a brand new custom truck, cost about, you know, big bucks. You know how trucks cost big bucks. And it didn't happen. And every time you saw him, he's cast down. He's cast down. He never considered that that's not how it works, or maybe it wasn't the will of God.
Come on, brother.
What? God don't want me to have the best of everything just because I said it. I mean, that's what he lives for, right? Isn't that right? That's what he might as well put on a Santa Claus suit.
Come on.
You know the message and the messengers. And the people bought into it. You only go up, 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 up. And you only get. And you know who the saddest people are?
Come on.
People that bought into that, invested in it, and ended up cast down because it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Disillusioned with God now. God didn't come through for me. He doesn't just live to come through for you. He will come through to you if we ask any. This is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to, say it with me, his will. Did you know the pattern prayer is a pattern for all prayer? The Lord's prayer is not just something you pray in an airplane in turbulence. Can you say amen and repeat it over repetitiously? It is, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said, this, the principles and what I'm telling you should be incorporated in every prayer that is prayed for anything you ever need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start out with a paternal relationship and acknowledging it.
Yeah.
Our Father. He's not just a dispenser of blessings.
Amen.
He's a good father.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
He's a good father.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And good fathers don't give their kids everything they want.
Amen. Amen.
And the spoiled kid said, oh no. That same kid that says, I love you when you're near the toy aisle of the store. Oh, I love you. I remember my son. Remember Zaire? Z-A-Y-R-E?
Yes, yes,
it was near the old church over in Sulphur Springs.
Florida Mall.
Oh, yeah. Florida Mall, same thing. You go down through that toy aisle. I'm headed for the back to the hardware department to get something. And Matthew's got me. I got him by the hand. He's about 7 years old. We're walking along, and we're three aisles from the toy aisle. And already he's starting to. I feel him leaning like a dog on a leash, you know. He's getting ready to put the big pull when we get to the toy aisle. So we get to the toy aisle. While we're getting there, 2 hours before that one, 1, 2, 3, he says, Daddy, I love you. And I thought, wow, that's awfully nice.
Yeah.
He just wanted to go to the store. I didn't say, I'm going to buy you a toy. I said, I've got to go to the store. Can I go with you? Sure. But he had something in mind. Amen. So, Daddy, I love you. We got to the second aisle before the toy aisle. Daddy, you're the best daddy in the world. Can you hear that on Sunday morning out of the spoiled, bratty children wanting to get what they want? Have no desire for his will because it might not be what they want.
Yeah.
And nobody wants a trial. I don't think I've ever prayed for a trial in my life.
No.
You say, brother, look, we need trial. Should we pray for it? No, just live here in a faulty body, in a fallen world with the devil shooting at you every day. You'll get tried. All those that live godly shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
Come on.
Paul said, it's coming.
Ready or not.
Thank God for grace sufficient. Bring it on. What's the devil going to do? Tried to hit him off. Amen. And he couldn't.
Right.
Because he said, I take pleasure in all of these trials and tests and persecutions.
Amen.
But when we got to the toy aisle, then the big pull come. Oh, Daddy, Daddy. I said, listen, Matthew. Offerings have been down this week. Daddy don't have any money for a toy. And I shouldn't give him a toy just because he wants it all the time anyway, is a good father. Because he'll think that's... What's he going to do when he gets out in life and finds out what the real world is like?
Come on, man.
I mean, no, you don't get everything you want in the real world.
Amen.
And you don't get everything you want in the spiritual world.
Amen.
Unless your will, initially, is what you want. If your will, is what he wants, you'll get what you want if you want his will more than your way.
Amen.
Is that too complicated to unravel?
No.
Amen. You know what the Old Testament says? And you can see it in Matthew in the toy aisle. Delight yourself in the Lord.
Yes, come on.
Are you ready to receive?
Amen.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Why?
Come on.
Why will that be you're going to receive what you desire if you're delighted in me. It's not, Daddy, I want a toy, so give it to me. Oh, you're such a good daddy. No, it's, Daddy, I want your will. I want your will more than my way. He said, now, I can shape you, I can mold you, I can mature you, and I can use you. Because you're fully surrendered to me. And you find joy in it. It doesn't put you in a box. It sets you free from self.
Yes, amen.
You have not because you ask not. Well, I just need more faith. No, we're not over. James said, you have not because you ask not.
You ask amiss.
And you ask and receive not. Mm-hmm. Because you ask amiss. I prayed for the wrong thing. He said, yep. Because you ask to consume it on yourself.
Yeah, right.
And to follow Christ, you have to deny
Amen.
Yourself.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
Take up your cross.
Yes, sir.
Which means crucify the flesh and the lust thereof.
Amen.
In order to follow me.
Amen.
And to follow him, what did it say about him? It said, because he thought it not robbery to be called equal with God.
Right.
Yet he humbled himself.
Yes.
And took on himself the form of a servant.
Yes.
Hello? If you're going to follow him, you have to humble yourself.
Amen.
Deny yourself.
Right.
Humble yourself. Take up your cross. Humble yourself. Amen. And follow his example. He took on himself the form of a servant and was obedient and was obedient and was obedient even unto the death of the cross.
Amen.
Therefore, God has highly exalted him, given him that name that's above every name.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, are we disciples of Jesus? We've got to follow his example.
Amen. Yeah.
Here's what Peter said about that in following that mandate to be a true Christ follower or disciple. Mm-hmm. For as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself with the same mind.
Uh-huh.
For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
Amen.
Sin doesn't dominate.
True.
Sin isn't influencing us all the time. We'll have a battle with it. We're not sinlessly perfect. We have a battle with self and sin and Satan.
Yeah.
Come on.
But when we deny ourselves, then we begin to overcome our sinful tendencies to just live for what the flesh desires with no concern what God wills for our life.
Amen.
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 So we go to a faith conference. Whatever you want, build your faith. And God is in obligation to honor your faith. He said, listen, first you do have to have faith, according to the book of James. You have to have faith. You have not because you're not using your faith, because you ask not. But you ask and receive not. And honey, that's where the rubber meets the road. So you build your faith to this great height. You say the word of God and nothing else, and you focus on God's promises, and yet nothing happens. And now you're disappointed and disillusioned in God. I went to have my tax time. What is it, 15th? What's today then? It's past due.
19th.
Oh, your uncle's going to get richer. It's tax time, right? Got to pay him. But listen, tax time. I wouldn't have my taxes done. And the guy said, oh, so you're a minister. I said, yes, I am. And he's filling out, you know, and he's been to one of these conferences. And he said, listen, I want to ask you a question. I said, okay, I'll do my best. I said, I don't know everything. But anyways, because anyone, you know, if you're looking for a theologian to just explain some things that's, I don't know. Anyway, I knew this. I had discovered this early on in my Christian walk. He said, I have been giving to, I don't know whether it was Copeland or Hagen or who it was. I've been sowing my seed. And I was promised 100-fold for every, because this guy was good at numbers. He had an adding machine there doing my taxes. And he was keeping tabs on God. If I sow $1,000 into that ministry, what's the promise? He, according to the word, you know, 100-fold. I get, what's 100 times 1,000? Is that 100,000? We got a math. No, 100.
What did you say?
100 times 1,000. 100,000. We got that. You know, we got a mathematician, don't even need an adding machine. Math teacher. Well, he was doing the math. And he was upset with God. He didn't question the doctrine.
Of course not.
He didn't pull his Bible out and reread that scripture that was being used.
Come on.
Amen. No man's left father, mother, house, land for my sake and the gospels that shall not receive 100-fold houses, lands. Give me.
Yeah.
Wives, mothers, 100-fold wives?
Lord. Lord, you asked the court.
I can't afford the shoes, let alone the house and the food. I mean, if you're going to 100-fold everything, just don't put it in one category. 100-fold everything. He didn't get. He invested in, and he was told that God, through the Word of God, promised him to 100-fold it. So he kept pouring it in, and he said, "I had to file my taxes, and I looked at all my income for the year, and he said, I'm going to tell you, he wanted me." I thought, get on that guy on TV you've been listening to.
Right.
If you come to my church, you didn't hear this. Right. Let me alone. I don't preach that way. He will bless you materially. Not, but he doesn't want you to be materialistic like Laodicea.
Come on.
I'm rich, increased with goods. I have need of nothing. He said, you're poor, miserable, blind, and naked.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
That's what you hear in my church.
Yeah.
Poor, you're miserable, you're blind, you're naked.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get Brother Venables. He's going to tell me how to wear an Armani suit and wear a Rolex watch and drive a luxury automobile every day and have money in the bank and in stocks and in bonds. Can't wait. And they keep coming. And they keep giving. And after a while, when they don't become as rich as the man teaching this, because they're all pouring into it, they question God. He was mad at God. Where's my 100-fold? I said, sir, this is not 100-fold literal houses and lands. He's not talking about that. He didn't get it. He gave everything. Amen. His life on the cross. Paul didn't get it. And he laid his life down as a martyr. He sowed into the gospel his whole life. Never married so he could be free to be about God's business. Peter didn't get it. John didn't get it. Nobody got that but this guy, that gal. Yeah.
They figured it out.
Oh, he did not want to hear that. He wanted me to tell him what is the extra mechanism that I didn't. I thought I should have told him. You didn't sow it into me. You sowed it into the rich guy. God said he would remember them that remember the poor. I'm poor. Look at the numbers. If you don't believe me. I would never do that. I fear the Lord.
Come on.
I will not try
Come
to
on.
Sell.
Amen.
Blessings that Jesus bought with his shed blood at the cross.
Amen.
I will put no price on it. The millionaire, the billionaire can't buy what we have freely received because of his suffering and shed blood on the cross.
Amen.
It can't be bought with silver and gold.
That's right.
Because we were not redeemed with silver and gold. Hallelujah. But with the precious blood of a lamb without spot and without blemish.
Yeah.
And it's time that God's people quit being enamored with the world and envying the world and wanting what
Come
the
on.
World says
Hallelujah.
Will fulfill you, because it can't do it. It will never do it.
Amen.
If God gave you everything you wanted, you would be empty and hollow and looking to the world for something else, ever getting, but never having enough.
Come on.
But godliness with contentment is great gain. That's the true riches. Amen. If there's a billionaire out there that is looking for something else, and hasn't found Christ and doesn't know the true riches of Christ, I am more fulfilled than he is today with what I've got.
Amen.
Because I've got Jesus.
Amen.
And he's got me.
Amen.
And I found the joy of fellowship with him. I found the peace that passes
Amen.
Understanding. He don't
yes.
have the peace that passes understanding.
Right.
But I got it.
Yes,
praise
sir.
God.
Amen.
He can't buy it, but I got it for nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, he can't buy it, but you got it for nothing.
Nothing.
And this whole outer kilter sewing thing. You've got to give. You've got to sow. Who was it the other day? Somebody raised $100,000 for something. I'm not going to preach or lay hands on anybody until we raise that $100,000. I thought, isn't that amazing? Whatever prayer is answered.
I walked out.
It's time to walk. No, it's time to run out. Can we agree on it? It's time to run out. Don't walk away from that. Run away from that. I had people come to the Holy Church of God years ago. God healed one lady of cancer. She passed it downstairs. The bathroom, she said. Healed of cancer. Hooked up with some preacher. All about the material world. Quit growing spiritually. Stop growing spiritually. Stopped appreciating heavenly miracles that God actually did. And just looking at
come on.
That had bigger homes and better cars and eating in fancy restaurants and better clothes. Lost a whole spiritual perspective and lost her way in that sense. And spiritual growth stops at that point. It stops because now everything is material. 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 It's all about the here and now. The earthbound church is not bound for the earth. They're already part of the world system and under the devil's distinct influence. And the carnal mind is enmity.
Yes, amen.
It's the enemy of God's purpose
amen.
For our life as believers.
Amen.
Because it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Amen.
To be carnally minded is spiritual death.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yes, amen.
And spiritually minded is not, oh, God showed me, brother. Well, I had a guy come up after one morning before I preached, and I had a tie with Paisley's. Paisley top tie. You know what Paisley is? Well, I'll wear one sometimes. I won't wear it. But anyway, it had little dots of red, and it had this design on it. He looked at my tie, Brother Taylor, and he said, you know something? This right here represents the dragon, the devil.
What?
And this red part up here represents the blood. Seriously? Get that at Sears? I'm going to get me a bunch of these ties with revelations. You've met people like that. They're going to be, oh, that's... Is that spiritual mind? No, man, that's just a little bit crazy. Oh, Brother Bilbon, you don't know where I know what he's telling me, and it means nothing to me. I got a Bible here. I don't need a tie to somebody to get a revelation from a necktie. Even if it's good, and it was good. I thought, I'll receive it if it's good, but it don't mean a thing. This right here, this squiggly thing, that's the dragon. It's the devil, he wants you. I thought, tell me about it. No revelation. You stay in ministry long as me, you're gonna get to know the devil very well.
Yeah.
He's going to come against you. And this red right here, that's the blood of Jesus. He's not going to be able to get from here to there because he can't cross over the blood of Jesus.
Woo!
I'll never, ever come to church without this tie on. In fact, I'm going to mow the yard with a tie. You know what? I mean, seriously, the devil don't quit because I leave church. I'm going to go to the grocery store with this tie on if I'm wearing a short-sleeved shirt. I may take a shower with it on. I fell in the shower and caught my noggin. Bled. I probably should have went. I probably had a concussion. And I know.
Yeah,
we've been wondering, Brother Venable, what happened. Spiritualizing things that have no value at all.
Yeah.
Bible study for someone that's always in this realm, that's not spiritually minded. That's where the devil can bring you into foolishness and confusion.
Amen.
Come on.
The Bible said, be not conformed to this world.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
But be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
Put off the old man and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And it don't say put off and put on without this renewal.
Come on.
Amen. In the spirit of your mind. Put off the old man with his deceits and lust and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. And then you can do what? Put on the new man. That's Jesus. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That you might prove or exemplify, experience, and show forth what is a good and perfect and acceptable will of God.
Amen.
Now we'll break that down. Here's the spiritually minded people that don't get it. God wants 100-fold. I'm bearing 0.5, but at least I'm fruitful. Or I'm bearing 30. Hey, look at me. I can say, come tie my bow tie anytime I want to. Without growing spiritually, and without the Holy Spirit giving the utterance, sounding brass, tinkling cymbal.
Come on, bro.
Oh, it says without the agape love. Well, that's the whole thing, the fruit of the Spirit. That means he's bringing it.
Yes, amen.
You're not just learning how to speak in tongues. Heard a preacher preaching the other day. They lost a member of their church, went down to a church that you pay $1,000 to learn to be a prophetess. They would, honey, you don't learn to be a prophetess. If you are a prophetess or a prophet or a preacher or a minister, or you have to be called to that Amen. By God.
Amen.
You can't pay $1,000 and then get your business card.
Right.
Right. Pay $1,000, get a certificate. I am now a prophetess. And if you don't believe it, look at him. Business card. Robert A. Venable. Prophet, no, that wouldn't work. Robert A. Venable, prophet. No. See the foolishness? Church, you can be carnally minded sitting in church.
Yes, you can. Amen. Amen.
If you don't get renewed, and what brings the renewal? As we behold, where do you get this? You get this through the Word of God as it reveals Christ according to the
Amen.
Scripture,
Amen.
Not according to man's perception of Him.
Right.
Listen carefully. As we behold as it in a glass. Everybody say a mirror.
A mirror.
That's what it means. In a glass. Not through a window, but in a mirror. Something is being mirrored to us. And it's not your face.
Amen.
It's His face.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah.
How do I know, Brother Taylor, if I saw him looking through mug shots? You would never be in there. I'm not saying that. But if I, how would I recognize his mug? From there, you know, I'm a white person. After a while, he's just a white guy. They all look the same to me. But there's distinctions when you know someone, not of someone. I know of Brother Taylor, but I have met him. And I have seen him face to face.
Yeah.
And I don't care if there's a lineup with 100 people the same size, the same skin tone. I could pick him out of 100.
Yeah.
Amen.
They could be wearing the same clothes.
Yep.
Yeah. Same height.
Yep. Yeah.
But I know his face.
Yes, sir.
I know him personally. I can recognize him.
Amen.
And as we behold, as in a mirror, Christ's face, the scripture said.
Yeah. Amen.
We know him personally, intimately, truthfully, because we know him mirrored to us by the Word of God.
Amen.
There's no picture of him. There's all kinds of artist conceptions.
Come on.
But there's no picture of him.
That's right.
But we get a picture of him in
Hallelujah.
The scriptures.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What would Jesus do? It's what he did. What would Jesus say? It's what he said.
Amen.
And through what he did and what he said, now you're getting a clear picture of me, and I'm giving you a clear picture of God
yeah.
that
amen.
You can't even see.
Amen.
Come on.
Can you say that?
Come on.
Because my words are not mine, but what I hear him
yes.
say.
Come on.
My words are not mine, but what I see him do.
Amen.
So whatever I do and whatever I say, I'm showing you
yes,
the character amen. And nature of an invisible God that is more real than anything you can see in this world.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And as we behold, it's in the glass mirror to us through the Bible, through the Word of God.
Yeah.
As we behold his face, we are transformed. We are transformed. Everybody say caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
You know what that word transformed, transfigured, what it means? Caterpillar goes into a cocoon. And there's something that happens in that cocoon. There's a change that comes.
Yes, hallelujah.
And the caterpillar comes out. That little wormy, fuzzy wormy thing comes out of a cocoon, a beautiful winged butterfly. Hallelujah. As we behold his face, the Bible said we are transformed into his image, his character, his nature.
Amen.
Even by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now, you can say, come time out, I'm not saying anything disrespectful. Some people learn to speak in tongues. Had a guy tell me at a pastor's meeting, is this right, Pastor? He just didn't introduce to the full gospel message and churches and the charismata, the gifts of the Spirit. I applaud him for that. But he's the way they were trying to get him to, quote, get the Holy Spirit or be baptized in the Holy Spirit, said, here, when you pray for the Holy Spirit, just start saying, gigi, gigi. Say it over and over. God, use your tongue. Come on. And the guy said, gigi, gigi, gigi. Now say, gaga, gaga. It's going to teach him to talk in tongues and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because when you do, the Holy Spirit will speak through you as he gives the utterance. Amen. If he's not giving the utterance,
come on.
What is it?
Come on, flesh.
Is it just gigi and gaga?
Yes.
Gigi gaga is not the Holy Spirit rising up with him. When he rises up within you, you don't have to assimilate it in your brain. And it just comes up out of your belly. Your innermost being, your spirit, shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
Springing up unto salvation.
Yeah.
But they're teaching people to be spirit-filled, not by getting them filled with the Spirit, but by teaching them to mumble. And without the divine product of the Spirit in our life, tongues, no matter how beautifully articulated, become sounding brass and tinkling cymbal.
Amen.
A distraction in church with nothing to do with the power, presence, person of Christ.
Amen.
And of God.
Amen.
Just mumbo jumbo. And we're criticized for that, and rightfully so. Can you imagine? And I said, no, that's not how that works. If it isn't God, it's flesh. And if it's flesh, it's going to cause confusion.
Amen.
And where there's envy and strife and confusion, every evil work.
Amen.
People will speak out of turn. There'll be no. And the word, the best service that those people are looking for is a service where they're not taught the Scripture. They don't have a foundation in the Word of God. And so they're subject to any spiritual impulse they feel in the name of spirituality.
Yeah.
And they will interrupt the service. I learned it was okay to question and to take authority when it was out of order.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody has to be in control.
Right.
Or there'll be confusion.
Amen.
And there was in the early church complete chaotic confusion.
Yeah.
A lost man couldn't hear the simple gospel to get saved because so many people were prophesying and talking in tongues at the wrong time without the Spirit coordinating that.
Come on, brother.
And Paul went down to straighten it out. And he said, if one of you has a word to give and you start giving it, somebody else holds your peace until it's given. Don't. If you've got something to give, wait for the right time.
Yeah.
Don't try to override each other. That's chaos. That's confusion. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
Amen.
And he said, though I speak in tongues more than all of you. It's not an indictment against speaking in tongues. I'd rather speak 10 words, 5 words. In 5 words, isn't that amazing? For God so loved the world. Listen, that a person, unlearned person comes in your midst that they can understand, then 10,000 words in another tongue.
Amen.
Come on.
Hello? So the premium for many people is not the preaching, and it certainly isn't the teaching. We used to have over 100 people come to morning service. The old Holy Church of God, Sulphur Springs.
Yeah.
We had to put chairs out in the aisle, keep people up front. But pastor's Bible study, 12, if we were fortunate that Sunday. Where's everybody else wanting to get a foundation in the Word? Praying for people after church, there's plenty of people coming for prayer. Maybe get a word from the Lord through a gift of the Spirit. There are people that flock to churches where gifts are in operation, but they won't go to that same church for a Bible study on Wednesday night.
Come on.
Because they're not going to fall out.
Preach it.
They're not going to get a personal prophecy. They're going to get the Bible to check out when you fall out. and make sure it's God.
Amen.
They will come to a place they can try the spirits.
Come on.
And see if, how do you try a spirit when it's a spirit and you're spiritual, spiritually receptive and you feel the unction? You've got to have a Bible base.
Amen.
If you're not on a Bible foundation, you're gullible to anything.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And I've got stories I could tell and I don't have time to tell it. Experiences that I've had where people went off track, shipwrecked, because they were led of the Spirit. God showed me. God told me. It's not that He don't show and tell. But even if an angel...
Come on. Yes, sir.
And when we say an angel, we're talking about one that... It's no marvel if Satan himself be transformed into an angel of light.
Amen.
So this is not some dark being. This is an angel of light. He says, God told me to tell you to do this. Well, you're an angel told me. I've got to do it. But if you don't have a base in the Word, you're supposed to have enough of the Word that if that angel tells you anything that there's not a biblical foundation for, a biblical precedent for, and if it's something that the clear will of God, clearly defined Word of God, if it violates that, let him be accursed.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Not only don't receive it, but let him be anathema.
Amen. Yeah.
Under the strongest consternation of God. Amen. You're to tell the angel, no! Oh, but it was an angel.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care. We got a Bible to check it. Hey, he said, don't even take each other to court as brethren. Yeah. Don't you know that you're going to, and even before we get into that stage, you're going to judge angels.
Amen.
And he said, oh, are you ready for the hang on? We're almost done, but hang on. We're going to dig deep today. You don't start judging angels when you get there. You start judging angels here.
Amen.
And judging ministers.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Not their heart.
Nope. Their doctrine.
But their doctrine.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus. And if you don't, then you're going to follow the personality.
Come on.
Or you're going to follow the crowd.
Yeah. Come on.
And it doesn't matter how many people follow the blind man or the blind woman.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. Oh, they can't all be wrong. Yes, they can. If the blind follow the blind, they all end up in the same ditch, the same error, the same shipwreck.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
If an angel bring you another doctrine,
that'd be accursed.
How do you know it's different? If you haven't got a foundation of the Word in your life, you won't know.
Come on,
you won't question. If that God doing my taxes had come to our church, he would have understood the hundredfold as more satisfaction and fulfillment in Christ than a hundredfold material houses and lands could
Amen.
Give anybody.
Amen.
And he would have been fulfilled in Jesus and quit sending money to somebody looking for more stuff. In fact, stuff wouldn't be primarily
yes.
what he was after.
Amen.
Right.
He'd have a nice house, but he'd be happy with it. That's what makes you rich.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Roof don't leak. Air conditioned.
Amen.
Godliness with contentment.
Great game.
True riches. Say true riches.
True riches.
Car that you don't have to jump off.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I checked out of Lowe's the other day with something, and I got me one of those tall things of a, it's caffeine and sugar. It's a Starbucks pick-me-up thing. It's a 16-ounce. It'll pick you up, boy. Wow. If I ever drink one before I come to church, y'all will never get out. Y'all have to stop me. Get an anointing and that drink. All mixed up. I want you to know it's not the drink today. I had a half a cup of coffee. That's all. That was just to drive down here and be alert. Holy Ghost is here now.
Amen.
But I was driving. I was checking out with that, and she said, is that good? I said, absolutely. It does me good. I said, in fact, it's not just the taste. The cashier said, young cashier, about 25. I said, this is a jumper cable for a no guy. I'm like an old car. You jump me off, I can run all day. But I just need that jump to get me started. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Listen carefully. We got away from that seed. I guess we're over into that seed faith doctrine that took so many Christians captive. You have to give a seed, and it has to be material. Though what you're going to receive is all spiritual. Oh, it's supposed to manifest materially. But people still give into it. And they still interpret spirituality. If somebody says, God showed me this, we never stop to say, are they walking that close to God?
Amen, amen.
Are they Christ-like at all?
Come on.
Is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, is it showing in their life? Love, joy, peace, meekness, goodness, kindness, patience?
Come on.
It doesn't matter about that. They said God showed them something. Should I have taken my necktie off and went home and told Pamela, let me tell you, I got a revelation. No, it wasn't God. I don't have to listen to that.
Right.
And it showed me something. What was considered somebody's revelation was just foolishness.
Amen.
And when we keep doing that in the name of the Lord, we lose our credibility.
Amen.
We lose it. They told me, prophesied over me and said I was supposed to be a missionary to Haiti. So I started getting ready, Pamela and I both, we started getting ready to sell everything we had. And no, first it was Jamaica. I went to Jamaica, but I wasn't called to Jamaica.
Amen.
I went to Haiti. No, I didn't sell everything out. I don't sell everything out because someone. I want God to show me, not just them.
Amen.
I'm the one that's going to be left high and dry if it isn't God.
Right.
Not them. I want a confirmation. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you're going to talk to me through somebody, it better be somebody that I can put my confidence in.
Amen.
Right. And it can't be an angel even.
Amen.
So don't even send an angel.
Amen.
Because that could be the devil in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the Bible said?
Yes,
an angel could be the devil in disguise.
Amen.
What a disguise he has. Right? The angel of light. You know why he can disguise himself like that? Everybody say Lucifer. It won't cause anything to happen to you. Lucifer. No, you don't call down demons. You just live in a stubborn heart rebellion. He'll show up.
Amen.
Lucifer is not a name given to a child. You know, they have the party and the blue balloon comes up with the blue powder. You know, you're going to have a boy. Let's name him Lucifer. No, that's what you name a mean pit bull.
Yeah.
A junkyard dog. What's his name? Oh, that be Lucy. It's a female pit bull. Lucy, being a female pit bull, don't matter to the pit bull. I kill you anyway. But Lucifer was a name given to a high-ranking archangel that ministered in the coals of the altar in the presence of God. Created to worship God.
Come on.
The Bible said of him that when he was created, pipes were made into him.
Yeah.
Now, I can't visualize that. I don't believe it's something we need to be. When he prays, it was like an orchestra playing. It's like bugles and horns and a whole panorama of music. He was an instrument of praise.
Yeah.
He led the worship in the presence of God. And that's why his name in this God who dwells in unapproachable light and he was allowed to approach him and worship him in that light.
Amen.
Lucifer means light bearer. Light bearer.
Yeah.
Not a bad name, but it became a bad name when an angel, by reason of his beauty, was lifted up and was cast down out of heaven. But in that light of truth and love, he was so persuasive that when the dragon fell, the book of Revelation, type and foreshadow, he drew with his tail a third of the stars of heaven with him. He took a third of the myriads of angels and led them in a rebellion against God because he, in his pride, he said, I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit in that seat of glory, and I want this praise for me and not for him. And he was cast down. So it's no marvel that this glorious angel of light could parade himself and present himself as an angel of light. And yet we are supposed to know our Bible well enough.
Come on.
Amen.
And know what Jesus taught specifically well enough.
Yeah.
And know what Jesus modeled to us well enough.
Amen.
And what the apostles modeled to us. Not what that guy or gal with all the money, but these people.
Yes, come on.
The followers of Jesus, his disciples, to model to us.
Amen.
Well enough that if that angel violates this set precedent, we're to let him be anathema.
Amen.
Take that lie to somebody else because you can't sell it to me. God's design is to make us more like his son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And it's an unchanging, it's a template, the template for every child of God. He has set in the church the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. And be no more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. That we grow up into him who is the head. To the fullness of the measure of the stature of Jesus. That's why when we behold reflected to us in the only true picture of him that we'll ever see until we look in his face. Through the word of God. His face.
Amen.
I said through the word of God. His character. His nature. The truth about God. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And the truth about Christ.
Amen.
It's through the Holy Scriptures that reveal it.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely once and for all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as we focus on him, we become more and more. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind because now we want to be more like him.
Amen.
And not like them, or they, but us. But ourselves, we want to be more like Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. And when we will to be more like him, then it's God that worketh in us by his Spirit to achieve that.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's God that worketh in us.
Yes.
Both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Can I give that for every person in here, every child of God universally, for whom, Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestine. It's your destiny.
Yeah.
Not to become rich like the Wall Street mogul. And what are all these rich people doing? Are they happy with what they have and say, I've got to live on the rest of my life comfortably? No. They're empty. They're hollow inside. They're not happy in their marriage.
Come on.
They got these gals on the side. They're not happy with their car. They're not happy with their home. They're not happy with their kids. They're not happy with their money. They want more and more and more. Wouldn't it be awful to drink? Now, I'm not talking about alcohol, but to drink water and drink a big full glass of spring water, cool, and have the same thirst when you took the last drop as you had when you started drinking. They're in bad shape before they even get to their final destination. They're already needing some living water on their tongue.
Amen.
We know where it is. Yes. And we know where to get it.
Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And we drink freely.
Yes.
Oh, I love the fact God wouldn't close the Word. He wouldn't close the Bible. In the last book of the Bible, He wouldn't close it. Behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
Behold, I come quickly.
And my reward is with me.
And my reward is with me to give unto every man according to his deeds.
Yes.
Yep. Hallelujah. Let's preach, preacher. I feel that anointing. And let him that heareth say, come. And let the bride say, come.
Amen.
And whosoever will, let him come and drink of the river of life freely.
Free.
Hallelujah. Come and drink.
Yes.
Woman at the well. I got 4 minutes to 12:30. I'm going to try to stop at 12:30. We can get the woman at Jacob's well.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We get her in. She comes to draw water. Jesus is weary and he's thirsty. In his flesh he knows this water will quench my thirst, quench her thirst for a little bit, but not completely and fully and eternally. He saw her drawing water. He saw her whole life. He was God incarnate. And she recognized him as not only as a priestly person looking, but as a Jew. And Jews had nothing to do with them. And priests had nothing to do with Gentiles. And anyone that was a Gentile that knew her background would have little or nothing to do with her. Because Jesus said, you've had 5 husbands. And now you're living with a man who isn't your husband. This is your 6th relationship.
Yeah.
And literally still, that's destined to fail too, because you're not going to find in a person.
Amen.
But you're going to only find in Christ.
Amen.
And a right relationship with God.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Aren't you glad he didn't just hit her with heaven and hell? He talked to her about your life right here and now. See, when you get this living water, heaven and hell is taken care of.
Amen.
You don't have to shun hell to gain heaven. You just have to drink living water. And you will want heaven more than anything on this earth. You'll be a we want some more person.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woman, if you knew who it was that said unto you, give me to drink, you would ask of me. And I would give you living water. You're going to come back here again and again and get thirsty over and over. But what I'm offering you is spiritual. It's sustaining. It's sustainable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it will fulfill your heart and life. And as a byproduct, you'll get heaven instead of hell.
Amen.
That's not the initial thing he talked to her about. You come to Christ and get saved. He don't just save you, darling. He seals you with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And keeps you safe from the wrath to come.
Amen.
There you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She says, sir, give me then this water.
Amen.
I want to live as a Christian happier than Bill Gates.
Amen.
And I'm living happier. I want people to know, he ain't got nothing on me.
Amen.
Oh, he can drive a better car and live in a bigger house, but I got a better relationship with my wife because he's divorced because he hung out with that perverted guy that all them guys hung out with, politicians and presidents and
Amen.
All them preachers and Lord knows how many, pedophile and Lord knows human trafficking and even the part of the royal family in Britain. Hello? It's a nasty old world.
Yes.
And with all the riches and money and fame and power, they're empty.
Yes.
hollow inside.
Amen.
Because only God can fill that space. But this woman said, listen, give me this water. Give me then this water. Hallelujah. She came to drink, and he fulfilled her, forgave her. And she went and told everybody, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. And yet, recognizing him as a holy man, he didn't start out condemning her because he knew why she did it, and he offered her something better.
Amen.
So much better.
Yes.
You're looking through sin. He did all of this. And sin will never satisfy.
Never. Amen.
Nothing sin can give you will ever satisfy.
Come on.
But what I'm offering you right now, I'm able to give this to you.
Yes.
Amen. I want some more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We didn't deal with the stubborn heart today. We'll get back hopefully one day. Amen. If you got one. But listen online. Go up online. Get that message. It wasn't even going to be on there. I just put it up where we put stuff to store it. And he decided to pull it out because God wanted it out. Next time I'll let him know. So he'll have a little more time. But he did a good job just giving an illustration to the message. I predict. It's not a prophecy. It's a prediction. But I feel an unction. So don't make it a prophecy. But I predict that there are people that have been going and just getting the superficial, never digging deeper into the Bible, the Word, hearing sermons crafted around a thought that's already preconceived, especially when it comes to giving in the material world. I believe that hollowness, when they begin to sense, I believe God is going to let them feel the hollowness and realizing church, religious routines, ritual, and a materialistic message every Sunday that never challenges me to become more like him is going to leave me empty,
amen,
high and dry.
Yes.
No matter how vigorous the worship
come
is.
On.
Hey, the worship team is programmed to do that.
Yeah.
They can do it because of the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying he doesn't get involved. Yes. But honey, they can do it without the Holy Spirit.
Man.
But boy, it's emotionally moving and uplifting. But when you come in the presence of God, it doesn't matter how good we are at showing him something. Amen. They that worship him, it's imperative. It's got to be real and from the heart,
amen,
or it means nothing to
amen
God,
amen,
and it doesn't mean anything to the one offering it.
Amen.
There's some people can tell you about their worship service because it's emotionally uplifting. But you can't run through a high emotional state through this world and its trouble.
Amen.
You can't hide from the fear that's lurking everywhere.
Amen.
I want to be so grounded in the Word of God. I can tell you, I can't. I can't go there. I've experienced. I've been in this for 50 years. And I've seen the false come. I've seen the trends come. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. I've seen the crowds run here. Then I've seen the crowds run there. I've seen this one rise and that one fall. But I'm telling you, I want to be on the solid rock mountain.
Amen.
Any man hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll show you what he's like.
Amen.
He's like a man that dig deep. Some, you got to get in this Bible and dig deep.
Amen.
You can't just read it superficially. You got to dig in this
amen
thing.
Amen.
He dig deep and laid his foundation on a rock.
Yes.
Then your man hears it and don't put it into practice. What happens? The storms come. There's no insulation against living in this world without tribulation. The storms are going to come. We're getting ready to go into hurricane season. I'm checking up my generator. Why? Because you expect a storm. Why didn't you just say, storms? Blow down my neighbor's house. I never liked him anyway. But don't touch my house. Because I need it. It's all I got. No. I cranked up my generator. I want to see if it still runs. I don't want it to sit and freeze up.
Right.
Just in case. If we don't even get a hurricane, we might get a severe thunderstorm one day.
Yeah,
moose power.
Lightning may strike my whatever. My lights go out. My air conditioning go off. I'm spoiled rotten. I like my air conditioning. Can you say? I don't like the tropics. I want to get in my air conditioning. My dog, he comes in. He tries to find where the vent is. He can, you know, where he sees that his ear kind of blowing, some of the hair on his ear. He knows where the vent is. There's the vent. It's coming down right here. He comes in, flaps up on his back, puts his feet straight up in the air because he's a double hair, thick hair dog, and it can't get to him. The air can't get to him, but it can get to his belly. He just comes in and puts his all his feet up. He has no shame, none at all. But he's been fixed, so there's not much to see. Anyway, he just fixes. It's going to be all right, Mike. It's going to be all right. There's nothing to see, nothing to see here. Honestly, he's laying like this. I said, man, that we ain't got no company. But he's cooling off.
Yeah.
Man, this living water, good news from a far country.
Yeah.
It's like a cool drink of water to a thirsty man.
Yeah,
we get hungry and thirsty for righteousness, we're going to get filled with what we're hungry for.
Right,
and when you're right with God, fully right with God, there's a satisfaction in it. There's a completeness in it. There's a fullness in it. And you worship Him from a heart full of gratitude for it. And it's called spirit and truth worship. And you might do it with your hands raised. You might do it with whatever. But you might just sit and truly worship from the heart. But if it's from the heart, God receives it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get something out of the teaching today? We veered off purposely because of the times that we are in. And the false prophets that are out there. And the phony Christians. And the baby Christians that should have grown in the Lord, but they had no desire for the sincere milk of the Word in order to grow. They were taught how to be prophetesses, but they were not taught how to live
disciples
a life of surrender to God.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for, before you ask for anything else, what's next in the prayer principle? Teach us to pray. He said, this is how you do it.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will
be done.
Amen.
On earth as it is in heaven. If we ask anything according to his will, and you'll never do that until you acquiesce and you pray. And you actually not just will, you pray, thy will be done.
Yes.
Want to follow Jesus? Yes. Nevertheless, not what I will. I didn't get the job I prayed for. God, you failed me. No, he didn't fail you. You failed to bow to his will.
Amen.
If it had been his will, honey, you would have got it.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, I didn't get it. Well, it must not have been his will.
Yeah.